Thank you, everyone, for getting on tonight. And I'm just going to open in prayer. So if I could ask everyone to mute their phones, their computer. Heavenly Father, I come to you on tonight, Lord God, just thanking you for this opportunity. I thank you, Lord God, for just being here in the presence right now, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I come to you with a repentant heart. Forgive me of anything that I may have said, spoken, had in my heart, in my mind, Lord God, that was not pleasing to you and not of your will, Lord God. I ask right now that you remove Carol from this presentation and let it be all about you. Lord, I pray that your people will be edified through this word. Lord, use me in your way. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So tonight, I come before you, and I have a question to ask. How many of you, when you're going through things, have a situation going on, and you can just raise your hand? You have that person that you call on, that friend, that family member, you know, mother. How many of you do that? Well, I know there's times, you know, a lot of us go through things, we need help. We call on people, we have trouble going on. And at times we call on those people and we tell them what we're going through. And their response is, I'll pray for you. Sis, don't worry, I'll pray for you. Bro, don't worry, I got you covered. And sometimes that's all the prayer you're going to get from them. And that's okay, because some people aren't really maybe great at praying, or they feel like that's enough prayer. That's the thing. And then sometimes we call on people, and they're great at it, and they do their thing. They will pray you under the table. And then we have those people that are special and that are really great at what they do. And sometimes, like, for instance, we may call on people like a expert in a particular profession. And calling them for an issue maybe that we're having at the home. And I've used, for an example, the plumber. You might have a pipe that's burst or a leaking pipe. And we call them and they come. And when they get here, we want to tell them what to do. We're going to tell them how to do their job. And we don't know the first thing about doing their job. But we want to call them and tell them what to do. Well, and I think that's crazy, you know, especially when you don't have the expertise. Well, in Psalms 50, God tells us, he's telling the believers, those that follow him and trust in him, to call on me in day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and you shall glorify me. God is telling us to call on him in time of trouble. Call on him. But when we call on him, it's him that will get the glory because of the answer that we get. And a lot of times, some of us may go to him and we may say, go to him and give him whatever the issue is that we're going through. Father, I'm having trouble with my marriage. Father, I'm having trouble with my children. Father, I'm having trouble with my job. And we give it to him, and then we say we're going to do things our way. He'll give us an answer, and we don't want to listen to what he has to say. Or sometimes we don't wait for the answer of what he has to say. We're just going to do our thing. And God keeps telling us to call him. And he's going to get the glory, because a lot of times we want to do the work like it's us, that we want the glory and we want the gratification, when it's not about us. It's not about us. It's about the Lord. You know, he gets glory in everything, everything. He gets glory when we pray to him. He gets glory when we praise him. He gets glory even when we have the nice things that we said we worked so hard for. It's all about him. So when he tells us to call on him, and in Psalm 50, 15 is where he says, call on him and in time of trouble. You know, throughout that scripture, he also rebukes in that scripture, because at the time, you know, the Israelites, they thought like by doing the sacrifices, which was fine, because which is what they were supposed to do, that because of the works that you're doing, that you're pleasing him. And really, it's all about going to him when he gets pleased and when he gets the glory. Nothing that we do on our own without God in it, or nothing that we physically think we're doing, even our prayer when we go to him, it has to be about him. When we go about him, we tell him our issues, but at the end, we sit in Jesus' name, and we ask the Lord to cover us in whatever our situation is. Remove it. So we do works, but who's getting, I said, like the gratification? We have to go to him so he can help in time of trouble. We fail many times because we are not trusting him with the trouble or with our lives, because we feel we can do a better job. And I have to tell you all, that's not the case. Because many times we screw it up. And, I think about when the Jews were walking in the wilderness 40 years. 40 years, think about that. And they got distracted many times because, one, they didn't want to follow God. They didn't want to listen to him. You know, they had him there with them, but they wanted to do their own thing. They wanted to worship to a calf, the golden calf. They wanted to do things, rely on people, when it was truly God that was going to get them through that journey. Do you think that the Israelites would have had to walk 40 years through the wilderness in order to get to the promised land if they called on God? Many of us are still walking through it because we refuse to call on him. Many of us don't want to feel like we have to rely on someone else, like we got this. No, I'm here to tell you, we don't have it. We don't have anything without him. All right? So we have to call on him in time of trouble. We fail because we don't trust him. We don't give him our troubles and just leave it with him. And we just have to know that we have to do better. Which brings me to my first point. God's promise and his process is perfect. God's promise and his process is perfect. We may not feel like it's perfect, but it is perfect. We may feel like, you know, I'm still going through this. And so sometimes he gave you the answer, but you didn't like that answer. But believe me, it's for your good. Sometimes we go through things and he wants us to sit back and wait and we want to hurry up and do it. No, he's saying, "Let go through the process that I'm giving you." That's what he's telling us. But we have to remember to call him. We have to allow God to be God. He tells us time and time again to call on him. He promises that he'll never leave or forsake us and to cast our cares on him because he will care for us. Not husband, not daughter, not mommy. There's a lot of times, yes, we need them, and I'm not taking that away from them. But there's a whole lot of times when we need him, and we need to trust him and trust what he will do for us in our lives. And I know I may go a little over, forgive me, I may not, but I'm trying to drum it home. Who's important in all of what we are doing? So we need to allow God to be God. His promises are true, they're proven. He will see us through in times of trouble. God is the expert we should be calling on. Remember, his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts, not our thoughts. So the things that we're thinking about that we can do to fix that situation, I don't know. You know, some things may work out, then we might find ourselves back in that same predicament. So sometimes we really have to just trust in God. In Psalms 18 and 30, it says, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried." It's proven. Okay? He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. We have to really trust in him. Trust that he do what he says he'll do. Stop giving things to God and then take it away. He is God, and remember, it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Remember, he is the creator. We were created for his glory. Okay, so when we go to him, we remember that. So my first point, just remember, God's promise and his process is perfect. Okay. Sorry. Call on him in times of trouble instead of worrying about your problems. Ask him for help and thank him. Thank him because he's an awesome God. And continually, and this is where praying without ceasing, continually talk to him. In other words, pray without ceasing. My second point, seek God with your whole heart. Have a heart that is open to receiving his help. Sometimes we go and we're not open to receiving it. We say we're going because we're doing it out of a routine. We have to go openly to God, believing in our heart that he is going to answer that prayer. Trust him. It says in Jeremiah 29 and 13, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me and with all your heart. Know he is in time of trouble and come with expectations." Go to him with expectations. When you go to God, when you call on God, go to him with expectations that he will do what he says he'll do. His promises, he never lies. He's not a man that he should lie. Seeking him is a conscious effort to get through the natural means to God himself. But your heart and your mind must be open and believe that there is nothing impossible for him to do. There is no situation that he cannot handle. And like I said before, sometimes he gives us the answers, but it's the answers we may not like. But it's the answer. Okay? So just think about what God has already done in your life when you've called on him. And we have to do that all the time, not sometime, not maybe tomorrow. You know, when you go to him, always go to him knowing that you can call on him. And for my brothers and sisters that who are not saved, I'm asking you to accept the Lord now. Because he wants the best for you. He's calling on you to give your life to him, to take you out of the chaos that you might be going through, to take you out of the world that has nothing good to offer us. It may look pretty sometimes, but sometimes it's not really what it is. But I'm calling on my brothers and sisters who are not saved on tonight. And I'm asking you just to say this prayer with me. And you all can say it and just repeat after me. God, Jesus, I know that you are God. I know that you died on the cross for me that I can be saved. I know that you want me to have the best. You want me to have an eternal life. Lord, I receive you right now. I receive you and I surrender to you my all. I surrender to you and I give my life to you. And I want to live righteously. I want to live perfectly in you. Father God, I know this world has nothing to offer me. But I ask right now that you accept me for who I am. And I know that you will use me and you will get the glory. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus.